was a real weekend of ups and downs. Bathurst was extraordinary.
And Jess Boston, he is the winner.
And the block was devastating.
Don't even say it.
Okay, I'm not going to.
The only thing that didn't have drama on the weekend was Sunday night's interview with Stephen Fry.
You got Aubrey Wodonga.
He just laughed at Australian names.
Uden the Dutter.
The Triple M Grill Team.
23-8 now on the Grill Team. And yes, we mentioned Bathurst there, one of the most memorable finishes in a long time yesterday.
It's the best ever.
Is going to make a very special name in history here. He is the winner of the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000.
Unbelievable. More safety cars ever. 8 hours it took yesterday. The record-breaking laps towards the end of the race were unprecedented. A 22-year-old unknown. Well, he's known today.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got him on the grill team. And he won yesterday with his co-driver, Paul Morris, who was... broke his duck as well, but we'll find out more about that off Chaz Moster. They call him Mozzie, and welcome to the Grill Team. Mozzie, how are you, mate?
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, just tell us what happened last night after you after the cameras left the scene, so to speak.
Yeah, it was a little bit surreal yesterday, but after last night we caught up as a team, and the team normally has a house on the mountain here just after turn one, and yeah, there was a few people drinking a few beers out of the Peter Brock Trophy. It's a bit of a tradition thing. They started it last year, and yeah, they continued it on this year. So it's fantastic to have the trophy back at Pepsi Max Crew FPR Workshop for a second consecutive year, and it's still real surreal to me at the moment.
I bet you are, mate. You're a Ford hero, no doubt about it. Now, we're watching it. It's an incredible race. The last 10 laps in particular, we're wondering whether or not you've got enough fuel, whether or not other drivers have enough fuel. Did you know that the Holden car, did you know that WinCup didn't have enough fuel at any stage?
Oh, I think I knew that he was tighter than what we were. I think we pitted with the last 10 laps to go, and we were safe to run hard all the way to the finish, but they were always a question mark. So I had it in my mind. I had to keep the gap just in case they cost, because they were pretty quick. And it all happened on the last two laps. He started to slow, and we got there in the end. It's unbelievable. It was a cracker last lap. We were coast sideways all across the top of the mountain, trying to get down the inside, outside, wherever we could get, and we got him at the elbow and trucked onto the finish. It was the best last half a lap that I've ever had in any race, so it was fantastic.
Hey, well, Chaz, you started at the back of the grid. I mean, what were your expectations going into the race?
Oh, yeah, to be honest, I said if we got a top 10 today, it was going to be a cracker day, and it would get some good points for the championship, but... didn't think we'd actually get in the top 10 and take the zero off the 10 and get the one. So it's unbelievable, yeah.
Well, they say you make your own luck. And yesterday, I suppose, with WinCup running out of juice and Gisbergen stalled,
that was
out in front. But you had to be there. You had to be there in the right place at the right time. What's your background? You are relatively new to this type of racing, Chaz. What is your background, mate?
Yeah, I started at a young age in karting at the age of 7 and did that for 8 years, and then moved on to big circuit racing, racing support categories to the V8 Supercars like Formula Ford and Development Series. And last year got the call up with Dick Johnson Racing to finish off the three quarters of the year last year, and had some success, and then got the Pepsi Max Crew call up this year. So it's absolutely fantastic. I've had a win at Perth this year, but I'd never ever pictured that I'd win a Bathurst 1000 in my second year of main game racing. It's just speechless, to be honest.
Now, Chaz, you got a girlfriend or anything?
Oh, here we go.
No, not at the moment.
The Grill Team. Gus, MG, and Maddie Johns. Triple M Breakfast.